Now, with shortages of doctors in many parts of the world, many of us are finding it harder to get an appointment. So how about sharing your consultation with other patients in order to get seen sooner? Now, this might sound complicated, but research from the United States has shown that it can be done if patients have the same condition. This US research inspired the world's biggest eye care provider, located in India, to compare what happened to 1,000 patients when some had individual appointments and others were seen in groups, and the results are rather surprising. Anupama Chandrasekaran reports from Pondicherry in South India.
Here in Aravind Eye Care Systems Hospital in Pondicherry, located in South India, more than 1,600 patients come daily from all over India to treat eye issues like cataract and glaucoma.
Token number 98.
Only half of Aravind Eye Care Systems patients pay full fees. The seven-hospital chain relies on volume and efficiency to remain competent. So when researchers approached its Pondicherry hospital with a suggestion to quicken patient care, hospital administrators got excited. The proposal was to consult 4 to 5 patients at a time instead of one. Each of those patients would get one-on-one care with a group.
Given the workload at Aravind Eye Care System, I was highly impressed and I was happy.
Dr. Kavita Srinivasan heads the Pondicherry Eye Hospital's glaucoma department. Glaucoma, caused by high blood pressure in the eye, is the second leading cause of blindness globally. Between 2016 to 2019, about 1,000 such patients suffering from glaucoma were randomly assigned group or individual consultations at the Pondicherry Hospital. Shared medical appointments allow patients to listen to other doctor-patient discussions. They can also take part in collective Q&A sessions, finding out the answers to a range of questions. Dr. Kavita was pretty sure that treating patients in a group would take far less time than seeing each of them individually. In fact, studies from the US showed that cardiologists spend just 9 minutes per patient for shared appointments versus 30 minutes for one-on-one consultations, a 300% productivity improvement. But Dr. Kavita's expectations for a jump in doctor productivity didn't materialize. The reason for that was cultural.
In India, the culture is when someone in a respectable position talks, the other person has the culture of just listening to you and following the advice.
In India, people really look up to their doctors. At the Pondicherry Hospital, many patients come from poor rural areas and get free treatment. It can be intimidating for less educated farmers speaking local dialects to question urban English-speaking doctors. So patients hesitate to ask too many questions, and as a result, individual appointments tend to be short. But Dr. Kavita was in for a surprise with the shared medical appointments, where patients gained confidence from listening to other people's queries. One very important indication came from video recordings of these appointments. Patients were seen engaging in more head wobbling, an Indian gesture signaling agreement or understanding.
As we saw in our study results also, in shared medical appointments, the duration was actually more because there were more number of questions, more number of the non-verbal communications and comments and so on. And I never expected that the patients will be more active and more attentive in shared medical appointments.
And so doctors' time per patient in shared medical appointments ended up being just over 13% higher than in one-on-one appointments. In a dimly lit 100 square feet corner room on the second floor of Aravind Eye Hospital in Pondicherry, 5 elderly patients entered to join Dr. Kavita. The ophthalmologist sat behind her slit lamp, a microscope with a bright light used to detect eye disease. 80-year-old Swaminathan Dandayuddhapani settled on a stool opposite her for his eye examination. Seated on chairs along a wall, 4 other patients watched Swaminathan's discussion with Dr. Kavita about medicines and his eye ailment. Towards the end of the appointment, Dr. Kavita routinely reminded everyone to drive carefully. Glaucoma reduces peripheral vision, posing a risk to patients who may miss vehicles approaching from their right or left sides. Swaminathan confessed that he rode his motorbike sometimes in the night for small errands. Just for an emergency to places that are within a 1 kilometer radius, he justified. Swaminathan's family constantly forbade him from doing this. It's better to avoid, another patient tells him. Swaminathan had willingly come in for a shared medical appointment. Now, this might be surprising to many of us. You might imagine that most people would prefer not to discuss their medical issues in front of a group of strangers. In fact, privacy issues have slowed the adoption of shared medical appointments abroad. I asked Swaminathan how he felt about it.
No worries. I don't have a concern about other patients learning about the state of my eyes.
So you don't feel there's privacy?
I don't feel bad.
Swaminathan wasn't uncomfortable as there's no stigma associated with having glaucoma. But patients with stigmatized diseases could be reluctant to join a group appointment.
0754 5.
Another potential issue is the decline in productivity seen with shared medical appointments at the Pondicherry Hospital, which is in contrast to what has been observed in the United States.
You know, when you think about productivity in a car factory, or, you know, if you're making some manufactured product, it makes sense to think of vehicles per hour as a productivity measure.
That's Kamalini Ramdas, a professor of management science at the London Business School, one of the five authors of the shared medical appointment study, along with Dr. Kavita.
But if you're talking about healthcare, healthcare is in the end a knowledge service. And just looking at the amount of time, how much time did you spend per patient, I don't think is the best measure of productivity.
Normally, Swaminathan's solo eye appointments would take just 3 minutes. But in shared medical appointments, he spent nearly 19 minutes with the doctor. And these longer shared medical appointments are helping patients like Swaminathan understand their disease better.
When five people come together, we learn about other problems that people encounter. We understand the treatment these patients are given and what precautionary steps we need to take to avoid these issues.
This in turn has led to significant behavioral changes. The study found a 40% reduction in non-compliance of medication for patients attending group appointments, meaning they took their medicines more regularly. This is particularly crucial for a lifelong condition like glaucoma. Patients have to use eye drops for years and are prone to becoming indifferent over time.
Why did we observe that reduction in the non-compliance rate? Basically, I believe that, you know, the patient's interaction, their understanding, their knowledge about the disease, as we saw in the trial, it was much, much better in the shared medical appointments group as compared to the one-on-one group.
This was borne out in the study, which found that group appointments boosted patients' knowledge and satisfaction. All these positive results have encouraged Dr. Kavita to continue shared medical appointments. As she finished another group consultation, one of her patients had a request. 68-year-old Sumati Muthuraman requested to join another shared consultation for her upcoming appointment. Sumati and her husband, who is a farmer, live alone in a nearby village surrounded by rice fields. Both their children live abroad. She likes the sense of community that shared appointments provide.
Patients coming for group appointments have become my friends. After staying home alone all day, when I come for a group appointment, the free-flowing conversations make me happy.
Anupama Chandrasekaran reporting. This is Health Check.